This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Kia ora, tēnā katoa. This is a weekly program from Wesley Broadway Methodist Church, coming to you courtesy of Manawatu People's Radio. I'm your host, John Thornley, and I have with me today in the studio Robin Davidson, and she's going to be talking about the Probus Club she belongs to. Robin, what is the title of your branch of Probus?
Mid-City Probus Club of Palmerston North.
And you told me when we were preparing this, there are two other Probus clubs in town.
That's correct.
Right. Now, we don't want to spend times on having general meetings and such a boring matter, so I'm going to ask you a very personal question. What led you to joining the Probus Club, Robin?
My grandmother, when I was in my 20s, my grandfather died, and she said to me, "It gets very lonely when you get old, Robin, all your friends die." And I think then I thought, "Yes, I will make friends right through my life." And I got to near my retirement, and I had this friend who belonged to a Probus Club, and she used to talk about all the things they did, and I thought, that sounds really interesting. So when I was semi-retired, I joined Mid-City Probus Club, and I'm so glad I did.
And I understand that your husband, Graham, had died before you from a heart condition, and that would even increase the reason for joining the club.
Yes, my husband was older than me, and he has several health issues, and he most probably would die before me. And I thought, well, I'll make friends. Well, he can come to the club too. And then when the inevitable happened, I've all these Probus friends.
Now, where does your club meet, Robin?
We meet at the Bridge Club Rooms, the corner of Cuba and Cook Street.
And how often do you meet?
We have a monthly meeting from February to December on the first Tuesday of the month at 9:30 a.m.
And I understand there's a repeat meeting on the third.
A week. Not all of us. Some of us get together and we go on an outing, maybe to the council chambers, or we've been to some factories, and we also do bus trips.
We'll say a bit more about the third Tuesday choices a bit later. Now, I understand at the first meeting of the month, you often have a speaker. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, who are the ones that have stuck in your memory as being really wonderful speakers?
There was the manager of Centrepoint Theatre. She was very entertaining and informative. I also remember a traffic controller who controlled traffic overseas as well as in New Zealand and now trains them. Also, we've had the mayor who has a wealth of knowledge about our city. It was amazing.
Well, they will be very interested. Not surprising that the manager of Centrepoint should be a good speaker. She would have acted many roles.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, we're going to you've given me two highlights there of speakers. You say in the old days, your Probus clubs came out of Rotary and Lions, where there was a strong emphasis on service. But what would you say was the emphasis now in Probus?
purpose is definitely social, making friends. As people realise, as you get older, you're more likely to develop dementia, and being social, having outings, being mentally stimulated is a good idea.
So despite the fact that it's solely social, there is a pastoral side to the club, isn't there?
Yes. The three things, we're in it for fun, fellowship and friendship.
And pastoral is a, that word has deep connotations to people who follow a faith as well. As our program comes out under Wesley Broadway, there's a lot of pastoral work goes on. But you in the secular world do equally sharing people who need company, who need advice and help in flinging the empty hours if they're on their own.
Oh, that's so true.
Yes. Yeah. Now, we've got a song that illustrates this this pastoral work of the Probus Clubs, and it'll give Robin and I a chance to talk about how we're getting along and what else we need to cover. I've got time to read the words of the song before we play it. It's a song written by a union leader, and unions these days are very careful about going out, putting off work, going on strike, because it doesn't earn them any support from the community. And they do a lot of pastoral work for their members. Just listen to the words of this song. Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in this world today? I'm looking for just a small sign, a gesture, or just one short line. Is it the inequality? The wealth alongside poverty? Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in this world today? Hopeful signs appear, linger for a while, only to disappoint. Change is so fragile. I'm looking for just a small sign, a gesture, or just one short line. And the last verse, it's not all right. It's not okay. What's going on in this world today? It's not all right. It's not okay. What's going on in this world today?
Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in this world today? Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? Looking just for a small sign, a gesture or just one short line. Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? Is it the inequality, the wealth alongside poverty? Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? Maybe the planet's just too hot. You're just dissatisfied with your lot. Are you all right? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? Hopeful signs appear, linger for a while, only to disappoint. Change is so fragile. Are you alright? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? I'm looking just for a small sign, a gesture or just one short line. Are you alright? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? Are you alright? Are you okay? Are you getting by in the world today? It's not alright. It's not okay. What's going on in the world today? It's not alright. It's not okay. What's going on in the world today?
That was Peter Conway. The late Peter Conway, he has died. He was a union leader in Wellington and quite an artistic man as well, as you can tell that from that song that he has composed and played, accompanied himself, Are You All Right? I'm John Thornley from Wesley Broadway Church. My guest today is Robin Davidson. She's a member of a local Probus Club, and they give support to people as well. Robin, you were saying that the care of people is taken seriously at the club.
Yes, it is. We have a committee, and one of the roles is pastoral care. If a person doesn't turn up to meeting, monthly meeting, and they haven't put an apology in, that person will phone the absent person and to check they're okay. We also, in our ladies, our happy afternoon, not more than an hour, we often talk about our problems and we support one another.
Thank you. That's very interesting to hear. Now, we were looking at the first Tuesday and focus there on interesting speakers. Let's turn now to the third Tuesday of the month, when you have trips. And one of the trips, I believe, you went down to Parliament.
Oh, that's next year.
Oh, next year?
Yes.
But other groups have been in the past, haven't they, to Parliament?
Oh, of course, yes.
And I understand the local Member of Parliament was your guide and host.
He's going to be in March, Tangi Utakere. Yes, the bus is going down to Wellington. We'll leave from Central Palmerston to go down to Wellington, and the group will go and have lunch at a local restaurant, and then at 2 o'clock meet Tangi in Parliament. And he'll give a bit of a tour of the Parliament, and then at 3 o'clock the group will go and listen to the question time.
Are you allowed to ask questions? I don't think so. You'll just listen.
You've got to be quiet.
Yes. Yeah. And as far as there are some small costs, you probably have to contribute toward a bus hire, do you?
That's correct. And you pay for your own meal.
Now, I understand on the second Tuesday you've had many trips away. Is that right? You offer quite a choice of trips on that third Tuesday.
Oh, yes, we have different outings. We have local outings, maybe as far away as Bulls, and then the all-day trips.
Now, in a moment, before this program ends, I'm going to give you the name of the president of the club and a phone number, so that if you have any interest in following up this interview, maybe get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, and I'll give you the name of the president before we sign off. Now, I understand there are several subgroups under your Probus, a walking group, is that right?
That's correct. There's also a fortnightly coffee group on a Friday. We have a theatre group. There's a Sunday afternoon tea every 2 months, 2 or 3 months, where we go to somewhere special. Not your common cafes, but somewhere special, and have delicious food and a chat, and often a garden tour.
How far do you walk?
Well, you walk as far as you like.
I was thinking of the walking group.
Oh, the walking group. Well, we meet at the Esplanade, and we have a table booked in the cafe at 11 o'clock. Some of us walk for an hour, but some only walk for half an hour. And people, two or three people, have walking sticks or even the walking frames to support them. So you don't have to be an athlete to come on these walks.
What's this group that calls itself Ladies' Hour?
We meet one Thursday a month and at different people's homes, and no men allowed. We talk about all sorts of things. We set the world to right, or someone's got a problem, like a sick husband, we'll support them, talk about how we can help. It's a lot of fun.
What are the proportions of genders in the club in terms of more women than men?
We have about 60-odd members. There are more women than men. But we have quite a few couples and other single people for various reasons.
Now, what else do we need to cover in the program? You've given us a lot of interesting things that you filled the time up with. And I'll give you the name now of the president. It's Robert Small, and it's a local number, 3541796. I'll read that again, Robert Small at 3541796. I imagine, Robin, that a lot of interest in the club and new members is by word of mouth.
That's correct, yes.
You know, you tell your friends what you're getting engaged in, and it excites them and they come along.
Yes. I should mention that people are very welcome to come and visit the club, come to the monthly meeting. They come two or three times, and there's no obligation to see if you like the group and you like what we do.
Is there an initial subscription fee you pay when you join?
No, it's all incorporated in the yearly subscription, which, if I remember correctly, is $35.
Well, that's very cheap.
It is very cheap.
What's the background of Robert Small, that he got the elevated post of president? What was he in his working life?
He wasn't an accountant, but in that sort of line.
You're managing money, finance.
Something like that.
Yes.
I never had a one-on-one talk to him about his career.
Yes. You haven't given him a talk yourself yet?
No. We rarely give a talk. It's usually someone more interesting from outside the club.
Well, these clubs are really filling the role that churches, particularly in the past when the denominational church attendance was larger, they are doing a very, what I call, church-like job, church-like thing, helping you make new friends, taking you away from being on your own and giving you interesting things to do. But what's coming up, Robin, in the future that you're looking forward to?
The car rally. We have an annual car rally, and we don't know where we're going to end up, and we don't know where we're going. We just get instructions like turn left out the car park where we meet, turn right at the traffic lights, travel for 2 kilometres, but we don't know where we're going to end up. A friend and I organised one, and we went out towards Martin and round the back street, back roads. We had morning tea at Mount Les Reserve, and we ended up at the Bulls Community Centre for lunch.
Well, you and Graham have in your life, and your son continues it, a trucking business. So
car transporting.
Transporting. What's the title of it?
Manawatu Towing.
Right, and you've driven some of those big trucks yourself?
Well, mine's only a small truck. It takes just one car.
Right.
But I have used to, when I was younger, tow a car trailer with another car on.
Well, we've had a very interesting chat with Robin Davidson about the Mid-City Progress Club of Palmerston North. And I've given you the contact if you're interested in following this up. So thank you for listening to the weekly program of Wesley Broadway Methodist Church. Do you want to have a final word, Robin?
You're very welcome to come and visit us, see what fun we have.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.